sitting at this tiny desk. Yeah, this mini replica desk that has jizz all over it. I don't even know where it came from. I thought Brock Lesnar destroyed this.
He did.
Bill's lurking around up in the front after disappearing for two. Bill has been missing for 2 weeks from the show.
Where are you? Where are you, Bruce?
Where is Blue Jeans?
These flapjacks got a plan for you.
Don't you need them, Bruce?
Yeah.
Where did I hear Swedish House Mafia change my life?
Me, dude.
Yeah, Connor said that.
I say that about a lot of artists, but yeah, Swedish House Mafia fucking changed my life.
But when
life.
He says it about Swede Moff, he means it.
Yeah, and their new album is fucking sick. I didn't ever think they were going to fucking get back together, so sorry.
They got a new album?
It was actually their first... like real album, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like it was like their technically their debut,
basically, yeah.
Album.
And so it was like as gnar can be, yeah. Or
no, gnar as gnar can be. I thought you said narc. No, gnar. It's pretty gnar.
Okay,
I give it like an 8 on the gnar scale.
That's pretty good.
Did Avicii
good.
Or Swedish House Mafia change your life more?
Avicii, duh.
I mean, what happened to the desk, and why is this piece of shit here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Stinks.
What do you mean that thing is sweet, dude?
What is on that?
Exactly. I don't want to know.
There's a bird in the fucking studio.
Yeah, that's right.
Possible.
Is it?
Oh, is that bird leaking oil? Is that what's going on?
Is it?
Garbage poop.
Is it screwed in?
Yeah. That. Yeah. That's a.
I mean,
that is the Lesnar desk.
Apparently not.
So that is.
We
the
got
Lesnar
you.
Desk.
Good prank. Good prank, boys.
That was a good prank.
I'm Nick Marotto. I'm here. Ty Schmidt's here.
How we do? Welcome to the pod.
Soon to be.
Who?
Soon to be Father of the Year, Ty Schmidt.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't want to give myself any awards yet. But
yeah. Boston Connor's here. Hopefully we get a good grocery store story from Connor today.
Hell yeah.
Foods Tales.
Hell yeah.
The adventures will
hell
continue.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, man. I hope so. Will anybody listen to my music?
Tone Diggs is here.
How you doing?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
How you doing?
Fucking gold.
How you doing?
COVID's over. He's still wearing the hat.
Yep.
It is. Yeah.
Were you guys boys together this weekend?
Huh?
You guys with each other this weekend?
We were with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What were you guys doing?
We went back to Pittsburgh for a wedding.
No. Zeke's here. Always asking the important questions.
Got hammered.
Brucey Blue Jeans.
It's going down.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry, Bruce. You love those flapjacks with you, zero.
In Mitt. Otter's back there, too.
Baby Mitt.
How you doing, Otter?
Zone hype, man. I love that.
How you doing, Otter?
Gotta love it.
How's Gump doing? Has anyone talked to Gump?
Gump's
good.
Yeah. I've sprinkled in some conversations with Powell. I mean, he is... He's living a lot of dream lives right now.
Yeah.
For some people. Yeah.
He has a date at some point over the summer. I'm sure we'll get updates.
Yep. Little weekend getaway.
I believe he's importing a high-end.
Yeah.
I believe
high-end there was situation.
I believe there is a place where our mutual friend with Gumpy used to go to in Canada.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. So where dreams come true.
Yeah.
Is he gonna wear the Mill Funner glasses?
I don't think he needs them.
I don't think he does at this point.
Maybe the cargo shorts though.
Might
be a nice touch.
Yes, yeah. The cargo shorts are a must, nice and you flannel. Can and just like Sean.Hunter, you cannot. Wear anything under the cargo shorts.
No. Flaccid and or erect penis needs to be directly beneath the cargo
shorts. You need the cargo pocket because then you can cut a hole in it and your penis can roll around and ravel up in the side for extra room
also,
so it doesn't fall out of your pant leg.
Wouldn't hurt Gumpy to maybe get like a Mitsubishi motorcycle.
Sure. That's a good idea. No
John
rental.
Big fan of that because then you can pop them right on the back of the motorcycle.
Yeah, rental for the weekend. Yeah.
Pocket rocket.
Right. How about it, boys? How was the weekend, Tony? We're back in Pittsburgh for a wedding. It was absolutely fantastic. First, top-notch, first-rate. Food was magnificent.
It was.
There we go.
Music was excellent. The vibes were immaculate.
I love weddings. I love a good wedding. You know, I love fucking putting a suit on, fucking getting hammered.
Yeah.
Doing a little dancing.
You did it make you want to shout?
Shout. I'm gonna be honest, I don't think they played Shout.
Wow. Which is wild because we
Cash Bar?
The group no. The group that we are, that we had the wedding with, is a Big Shout group.
Big Shout group. The DJ, I was very skeptical of because he showed up. He was a 50-plus-year-old man wearing a full suit.
Yikes.
And I thought, okay, you know, like, you want to look respectable at the event.
He didn't have the Isley brothers?
Basically, he did look like one of the Isley brothers.
Good pull, Z.
Wow.
So I was very skeptical of the tunes situation. I'm very critical and harsh of wedding DJs. You guys know this. Ty, you had a fantastic one. It was pretty good, though. It was pretty good, despite the Shout omission.
Mm. Shout's a classic. I would have figured that is one of the first songs.
I was surprised.
See, what did you bring up the Isley Brothers for?
Because I thought they sang Shout. I didn't think they looked, the DJ looked like the guys.
I have no idea what the Isley Brothers look like.
Me neither. Never heard of them.
I just picture two guys in a suit.
The Isley Brothers do sing Shout, I believe.
Oh. Yeah, there are a few renditions. The best one is Animal House.
By the Isley Brothers?
Yeah, because he's like, oh yeah.
Damn. Brucey Screech.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, that's not what the DJ looked like.
Brucey Screeches.
Wait, can you redo the beginning of the song when they start?
I think it's at the end when he goes, hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then they just hit it again.
Fucking all of it.
Hey! And then, everyone goes crazy.
That's not what you were doing,
no,
Bruce.
No.
Okay.
Do you like louder now or softer now?
I like the down. I like the build down. Yeah. The build up is always faster.
Yeah. But when you get a little older, those legs don't quite.
You can still,
when you can still squats. Bounce when you're down there. Yeah. You know?
A little bit softer now.
I always get in the catcher stance like I'm going to fucking pick someone off down
the line. Exactly.
That's the move.
Get low.
I start shooting dice down there normally.
Nice.
Yep.
Classic.
Just cranking it. I'm about that for sure.
Did you guys do the cha-cha slide at least?
No.
Did you do any wedding classes?
Yeah.
There was one.
Electric slide?
I feel like.
What about Kai and I, Joe?
No, unfortunately, it was in first song. Pittsburgh, not Michigan, so that was not played.
What the hell?
You're right.
There was what? A lot of
Renegade?
A lot of NSYNC and Backstreet, no Renegade.
What? Really? The hell?
Hey, terrible towels?
Are you sure you guys were
no. The guy who was getting married is not a massive sports fan.
No. Okay, so, all right. Fair enough.
Were you hitting like a... Tell me why.
That
was a big one.
Tons of that.
That's a great song.
Okay.
Tony, Ty, more so a question for you guys because you two are the only married guys in the room. When you were putting together the invitations,
hell yeah.
Did you find yourself like constantly adding people to the list?
Mine was during COVID, so
you were actually
it was mine.
So you guys are probably doing the opposite, probably cutting people.
It was very restricted.
Your guys' venues had a limit, right?
Like yes,
They cut it in half, right?
Correct. Mine did initially. When we eventually did it, I don't think it did. I think we were good by then. But I think the best move you load people up on the start on the front end, and then when know exactly who you fucking don't want there.
Bingo.
And then axe them.
Yeah, like you can...
For example, Bill lurking in the back, smiling, cheesing his ass off.
Right. Knows he's not getting invited to
your
wedding.
I'd love to not see his big bald head there.
I don't like that you brought this up, Nick, because you just texted me last night for my address for the invite. So I feel like I am someone that you didn't want to invite, that this came up and...
Yeah, it's kind of obligated to one of those work things, Bill. What am I going to do?
It's now a bag of poop. Not an invite either, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, the reason I ask is because we were at that wedding and there was a... He's a friend of Diggs. He's a guy that graduated with Diggs and an acquaintance of mine. I've met him before, partied with him before. Great guy. Always brings it at weddings. The juice, 100%. He commands the dance floor.
Wedding.
He's got the Boston Connor style shades
nice.
On. But his are like Folkleys. He's got the fake Oakleys going. Like he's in a groomsman in everybody's wedding. He'll have a tie around his head by the end of the night. Doing high kicks. He's bringing it 100%. I'm like, man.
For weddings.
I'm definitely not good enough friends with this guy to invite him, but I think I have to after all of the performances I've seen him put in at weddings. So I'm going to, and I'm just curious, like, did you have to go through that process?
No, you tell that guy, hey, listen, I ain't gonna fucking spend $80 on a plate for you. Yep. But you show up. You show up at about 9:30 when this dance floor gets going. It's an open bar. You can, you know,
go at the free game.
Yeah, exactly. Get McDonald's beforehand and then show up.
I think that's what we're gonna do then, because I don't think he'd be insulted by that.
No, I don't think so.
Is that frowned upon?
Huh?
Is that frowned upon?
What's that?
To not invite dinner, but invite to the after party.
I have heard people do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's popular with kids.
Don't bring your fucking kids. Bring them later.
Yeah. If your kids want to come up later, when the dance happens. But listen, we're having fucking filet mignon, and it's $129 a plate. Okay, so if your fucking kid doesn't eat it, I don't want to see his fucking face there.
But how about you boys? Anyone watch anything? Anyone do anything good this weekend?
So you guys are going to hate this movie. Absolutely hate it, but it was a good movie. Morbius.
Give
it a try.
No plans to watch.
Didn't it Jared get Leto horrendous tore it up, reviews? Dude.
Yeah. It did, and then it got 18%. Memed so hard they were forced to put it back into the theaters for another run.
Yeah,
because the internet memed it to death.
Okay, so on Rotten Tomatoes, 16%.
Oh, it dropped.
Jesus. Coincidentally, no one saw it the second time around. So
no,
it is officially dead.
What did the audience
on the re-release? $60,000.
$60,000 on the re-release.
I hate to hear that, but I gave $3.
What did you rent it on?
Just Apple.
Why did you do it?
Why did I watch it?
Yeah,
I was actually funny. I was at Target and I saw Morbius in the fucking DVD aisle. I was like, whoa! I didn't even know it came out. And then I went home.
So you bought
the
DVD copy of it?
No, I went home and rented it.
Bought the DVD, realized it wasn't a Blu-ray, and I had to rent it on Amazon.
No, but the movie fucking just doesn't flow. But the after credits was amazing.
Oh,
the build up of Morbius was really good.
All this for one scene, Zeke.
The fight scene was
the first cell can't be the after credits.
He can't even believe it himself. This is astonishing. It's the first time I've seen this happen.
I'm surprised you didn't already watch the after credits on your own
before.
I didn't know it was hot.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Bad movie.
We've talked about how bad it was.
Oh, what, do you guys watch already?
No, just how bad.
But 70%. But we heard
post credit though.
If those fucking Marvel heads say they like anything,
true. Mark. Black phone's getting pretty.
But
good.
But this is like this is like the Sony Marvel.
Yeah,
where it's
not
like,
the same.
But post credits, it matches up with Marvel.
Holy shit. I almost just want to know, but no spoilers.
No spoilers. We'll
I don't care at all. I'll be honest.
And I love Marvel, and I don't care, but tell us.
It's basically the bad guy from the Spider-Man movie.
Symbiote?
The Vulture. Can't remember his name right now, the actor.
Keaton?
Yes, Keaton's in the end of it. He gets, after
alive?
Far, Far Away, when everyone goes back to their dimensions,
he
goes into a...
No Way Home, Peter.
Is this a spoiler?
No Way Home.
No, this is just after the credits. I guess we.
So a spoiler.
It is a spoiler.
Oh, it's a massive spoiler.
Oh, okay.
But not part of the Morbius, if anyone wants to watch Morbius.
True. So just an end scene spoiler.
Yeah. So basically he shows up in a cell and then he meets up with Morbius.
Holy shit.
And,
and then they're going to do probably the seven.
Does?
Yeah, the seven.
The Sinister Seven.
Yes.
Morbius is in a cell?
Yes.
He's a vampire.
Oh, no. Sorry. He was not in the cell. Okay. He does not get caught at the end of the movie.
I was going to say.
He's actually a good guy.
But what's the Sinister Seven?
It's actually Sinister Six, I believe. It's like the Rhino, Vulture, Goblin.
All the bad guys.
It's
from
actually six notorious evil villains that battle Spider-Man in various situations. It could be a different group of six. It changes all the time.
So
go ahead. Yours is much more important than what I was going to say.
Definitely not. I just thought Morbius was a good guy.
He is, but in the Batman series, or not Batman, what do you call it?
Oh, he's a good guy? He's got bad guy?
In Spider-Man
Morbius
series.
Morbius has got bad guy teeth.
You got bad guy teeth. And good
he's
guy.
An anti-hero. I think
they're very sharp
about
teeth. Kind of like evil Spider-Man teeth.
Does he have an insane
Venom
vampire sex drive?
Insatiable lust, if you will.
He does have a lady, but
is he related to Morpheus from
The Matrix?
No.
Okay.
No relations.
Does he sing? Does Leto sing?
Leto does not sing in this movie.
Does he dance?
Does he dance?
He actually does dance.
Does he tickle
one part.
The twine?
Does he cut a rug?
He does not cut a rug. I know. Trust me, you guys are going to hate the movie, but it's one of those movies you just got to watch and just get over with.
Doesn't you have to?
All right, we've spent way too long talking about Morbius. Anyone else?
I'll probably watch Spider-Head at some point. I heard it's kind of iffy, but you know, it's on Netflix. It's there.
Guess
I'll watch it.
Guess what comes out tomorrow?
What's
fucking that? Something good.
Yeah, on Disney Plus, Doctor Strange, because I don't think anyone's seen it except you.
I seen it.
Yeah, you did see it,
too.
By the way, too, Buzz Lightyear, very similar to...
heard that stuff.
Oh, did you hate Buzz Lightyear?
Loved it.
Wow.
Because it's not getting as good reviews as it
and
thought.
It did not do well at the box office.
No, it did not. And those movies cost so much money.
About half of what it was supposed to get, I think.
Yikes.
Yeah, and I saw people were pissed off because there's a fucking same-sex kiss in it.
Oh yeah,
that people
that is real. I did. That's like the only thing I saw from it. Yeah,
people were. Yeah. People
You're
were
being serious.
Yeah, I'm being 100% serious.
Chris Evans had to come out and be like, "You people fucking stink.
That's ridiculous.
Be mad at a cartoon?
No, you can't.
No.
You
or
can't.
A kiss.
It's also 2022. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Mitt, what'd you do this weekend? Something sweet?
Actually, I went to Chicago for a wedding.
Nice.
Did they play Shout at your wedding?
No, there was no wedding. There was specifically no wedding tunes at the wedding.
What does that mean?
Huh. Like, so the dance that you guys all just did.
No,
so
classic
played, like,
wedding.
Just like Chief Keef the whole time. Hey, being sober.
These bitches love salsa.
Mitt, I did that at mine, too. Awesome. I did that at mine, too, Mitt, but I did include Shot.
Okay,
but no fucking chicken dance.
Honestly, I would have remembered if there was a Shout or not.
Open bar? Did you really take advantage?
Open bar, took advantage. First wedding is a 21-plus-year-old, so I was pretty fucking pumped.
Was it downtown?
No, 21-plus-year-old. No, it wasn't downtown. It was in a West Side suburb. I have
West
no
Side?
Idea
West Side?
So you just got absolutely nuked at the open bar?
Yeah, and then there was an open bar at the place next to it after the wedding.
Wow.
Like 12 to 2. I left my phone at that bar.
Hell yeah.
Were you the drunkest guy there?
No, I was going to say, I wasn't even the drunkest one in my family. My brother's dumbass got drunk and fell asleep in the bar bathroom.
Hell yeah.
I didn't even the
drunkest
guy there. Jeez. So shout out to your brother, Can you walk us through like just what you drank from
top
the
to bottom
beginning to what you can't remember anymore?
First time
I got every time I'd go up to the open bar, I would get a Moscow Mule and a Corona. So I was going Moscow Mule
and Corona every time you went to the bar.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, so I had probably 4 or 5 of those each.
So 10.
Then, all right, yeah. So I'm doing the math here. This does make sense why I was so hungover the next day. Okay.
Man, it's a wedding. You're supposed to, dude.
Yeah, I mean, open bar.
I probably had 45 Tito's and Gingy's.
Double fisting the open bar.
How was the reception?
We can
good
do
love.
Without.
Dude, the reception was the best part. I mean, I left my phone at the fucking bar. It was so fun. We were all having a great time. It was open bar at the reception, too. Darts and shit. It was fun.
I
like weddings. Well, I'm a wedding guy.
Ceremony, How was the ceremony? Yeah.
What's that?
Speeches?
The ceremony it was just friends and family. And actually, I was here. I was at work during the ceremony.
Oh.
So happened on a Friday.
Wait,
gotcha. Oh, so you were the guy we were just talking about, Mitch.
Yeah.
Showed up.
That just showed up. Okay. So you can do that.
Actually, legit, I was. There was 250 plus people invited to the reception. And then there was 100 people maybe that could fit in the church. I have no idea.
One of those.
Oh, so they just wanted to have a party.
We had a buddy back home, and Diggs knows, we were both in his wedding, and the DJ was doing that, playing all the classic wedding songs, but he started out with them all. It was really...
Celebrate good times. Come on.
He walked over. He grabbed the DJ. He said, "Hey, buddy, cut the shit. Play some real fucking jams." He said, "We're all here to dance. Play something we can dance to." And then
that's awesome.
Then he kind of picked up the pace.
Sandstorm comes out next.
So he was treating it like a seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, you got to save those for middle to end almost. Yeah, just because by that time, everyone's already dancing. They just hear signs that they know and they're like, "Oh, fuck yeah." Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure, though. First song.
Hey, call me maybe.
That's a banger.
That's not the words.
No.
Also,
I just met you. This is crazy.
I don't remember any part of the dance portion of my wedding.
Hey, call me maybe.
Hey, call me maybe.
No, I was the drunkest person at mine. So
I remember Bruce fucking moonwalking across the dance floor here, busting out some pop and lock routine he had that was exceptional.
Oh, yeah. I remember having a good time, but I don't remember
much of it.
Yeah, one song that was played.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I couldn't like look back like, oh, when this song came on, man, that was awesome.
No, it was absolutely bombed.
Tony, I remember yours just because you guys had the lights, the lights were sick.
Yeah.
Bring the lights.
Lights were great. That's a great call.
All you need is energy.
Yeah, glow sticks.
Speaking of energy, let's get into the fall.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Dakota Fanning reunites with Man on Fire co-star Denzel Washington in Sony's Equalizer 3.
Here we go. I actually like the Equalizer movies.
Both
yeah.
of them, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't think I was going to.
What about Queen? Which Queen in this one?
What?
Latif.
Hopefully on the sidelines.
She what? Was, she is the Equalizer now.
On the TV version.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I haven't watched her on the TV version. You would think
you were
that
so
I would.
Hyped, to watch the first episode.
Yeah,
I remember.
I never got to it.
Those universes don't cross over. Is that what we're?
I don't
telling
think
me
so. What? I mean, we're talking about Bobby McCall here. We're talking about Denzel. You know, we're not talking about Queen Latifah.
Okay, but
I wish you had more time.
Pedro Pascal in too, Equalizer 2.
Yes, he is.
I thought Morbius.
Creasy, what's your concubine?
Or Morpheus. Was it Morpheus?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen 2 yet.
Oh, you haven't?
2 is good.
It's good.
Okay.
2 is good.
I will watch then.
Nah, these are actually great films. Yeah. I assume at the end they'll have like an end credit scene with Queen Latifah.
Probably.
And that's how they'll pass the torch.
Mm-hmm. That, would be
that makes
awesome.
Sense.
You know Pedro mean? Is in Equalizer 2.
Yeah, he is.
Phenomenal actor. Where's he on your list of top actors?
Top 7, top 10.
Oh, did you see who's directing fucking?
Top 15.
No, who?
Antoine Fuqua.
Ooh.
Oh.
First one, too.
That's going to be a banger, though.
Let's go.
Listen, Denzel doesn't really normally put out non-bangers.
No, he doesn't.
No, I just didn't really hear much about 2, like, after it was out. So I was wondering, like, not saying it stunk, but just it didn't generate a lot of buzz, I don't think so.
Where do you put Denzel? He's pretty far up there as fucking best actors of our generation.
Oh, he's in my top 10.
For sure.
He's in my top 5.
I put him in my top 5,
Top 5, for sure.
The Tragedy of Macbeth. I mean, that's just, you know, if you don't have the taste for it,
I haven't
seen
that either yet.
Multi-time Oscar winner.
He is.
Don't watch it.
I love Macbeth, too.
Herman Boone.
Yeah.
That was something different, though.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, if you're not into, like, theater and Shakespeare... And, like, there are good movies that are modern-day versions of it, but it is...
Coriolanus.
Yeah, it's theater.
Did you guys like him in Unstoppable?
Duh.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at random movies right now.
I mean, Deja Vu was a classic.
He had a run when he went fucking...
Out of time.
Remember the Titans, banger. Straight into Training Day, straight into John Q.
John Q.
Training Day.
Top of his game right there.
Then Out of Time, straight into Man on Fire, Manchurian Candidate, Inside Man. Deja Vu, American Gangster.
Frank Lucas.
I'm not jumping around here.
No, you're not.
No,
yeah.
This is in a row.
No.
How about Safe Haas?
Safe Haas.
He is electric in Safe Haas. Tobin Bell, I think that's his name. Yeah.
That is one of the most impressive catalogs. Did people like the Book of Eli?
I love the Book of Eli. Yeah, throw that on.
I didn't hate it.
Thank you, Denzel.
Thank you.
And I mean, his son's fucking nasty too.
Yeah, John Dave.
Yeah.
Tennant. Great fucking wide receiver.
He was.
What's next?
For Dolphins.
Except for he was in that stupid movie.
Yeah, Tennant.
We just
said
it's not stupid.
Fuck off. Watch it again, Tony.
Fucking sweet.
Speaking of great actors.
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling as Barbie and Ken in Greta Gerwig's Barbie.
Make sure you zoom in on fucking Gosling because Connor didn't want to look at it.
What are we talking about? Why not? The Ken underwear?
No, you just said... I sent you the tweet and you said, I'm not opening it. I don't want to see Gosling as fucking Ken.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Just because, you know, I mean, I just watched 2049 Blade Runner, you know, so
it is
I'm
on
sorry.
Netflix, right?
Yeah,
it's on Netflix.
It's
on like
so
everything.
Good.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I watched it too, 2 weeks ago.
Such a good movie.
Well,
and
it's
also,
long.
The Gray Man is coming out soon.
Yeah.
With Gosling, same thing.
Ana de Armas?
Absolute weapon.
I just don't see myself seeing this, that's why.
Well, what if I were to tell you that Gosling actually had his penis surgically removed for the role, and they went with the smooth bump down there?
I would know that's false because Gosling's penis is too big to cut off. They would need to use
it. Kill him?
Yeah, exactly.
The jaws of life.
Yeah. I mean, Margot Robbie and him, I'm a fan of both of them. I just don't understand. Like,
what's the plot?
Yeah, what's the plot of this fucking
What's the
movie?
Rating?
Unless it's Ken and he kills everybody to save Barbie.
I would guess it's
would
not
be
just
awesome.
Like a regular Barbie.
I'm sure it's like, I'm more than plastic.
It might be, honestly like be rated R.
Greta
Gerwig is, you know, very well respected.
What do you think it's going to be like?
I think it's going to be like, I'm more than just a plastic
I'm a real
Barbie doll.
So I'm a real boy.
So just like a terrible storyline.
I hope
Toy
not.
Story.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Or they're like,
thank
stuck
God Bruce isn't really movies.
Pretty good cast. Fucking who else Will got? Ferrell.
He hasn't put out anything.
Michael Cera.
Long time.
Fucking.
Where's Sarah been?
Kind of hanging out.
Yeah, ripping blow.
Just ripping through Hollywood.
Emma Mackey.
Destroying coke.
Didn't it come out that they're not using the I'm a Barbie girl
in a Barbie world.
I would hope not.
Imagination.
Well, that's a mistake.
No, they need that song.
No.
That song's a banger.
I don't know if you can move forward with this.
It's supposed to be, I think it's going to be a comedy?
Yeah, see, I just don't, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, Gosling's hilarious, so that makes sense.
I guess, but.
What's next?
He's also put out, he has a pretty impressive catalog, too.
Gosling? Oh, Gosling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could say
I
so.
I can think of five just off the top.
We got a New York Post classic here, classic investigative journalism. I thought my stomach pains were from needing to poop. Turns out I left the hospital with a baby.
Are these just the biggest scumbags in the world?
Yeah, what I don't understand.
I've actually heard
when
this story
happens to people
a lot.
How?
I don't know. I heard it happening to someone in fucking college that they just like were sitting in the fucking house and they just basically like crapped out a child.
Crapped out.
I will say,
how's that child doing today?
Probably really bad, honestly.
Did it clog the toilet, or
man, you know, babies don't actually come out of the butthole, right?
No, I know, but like, I didn't know whichever way to. How do you say that?
I do know somebody who didn't know they were pregnant for like 8.5 months.
Really?
Yeah, they were in like incredible shape, and then they were swimming one time and they felt something in their stomach, obviously, and had to go to the hospital. They're like, yeah, you're 8.5 months pregnant.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah. I've told you guys this before. I was working in the hospital when someone was there for something similar and went to the bathroom and went into labor in the bathroom, had the baby in the hospital. Pretty nuts. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand how it happens either, but it does happen. Pretty frequently, it seems.
You don't hear the reverse happening too much, where like someone comes in, they're like, "You're 8.5 months pregnant," and then at the end of it, they just take like a massive 8-pound shit.
Oh, no, just that one, just that one paper. Time, and it was on the show.
Never mind. Yeah, that massive dump.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah,
clear the way.
Yeah,
we knew that was definitely a person who thought it was a baby.
Right. Correct. And they probably thought it was too.
Yeah,
documented on TikTok too. Took the time.
Wow. That's about what I would expect from these two in this situation. Yeah. Just something for all you listening and watching along at home. You know, if you're having massive stomach cramps,
be careful.
You know, it might not be a big dumper. It might be.
Could be a baby.
Yeah.
Might be a big baby.
So you got to name this baby Poo Poo or something.
So, yeah.
Poo Poo?
Poo Poo Davis.
Little baby Poo Poo.
I mean, that would be a tough weekender, though. Yeah. Hey, what do you want to do tonight? I mean, I just got to take my girlfriend to the hospital really quick. She's having stomach pains.
Well, that's what always makes you think. It's like, okay, if you just like thought you didn't know you're pregnant, like you've been just hammering cigs and booze for the last, like this. Good luck to this kid. I hope
he's fine, upstanding citizens.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's next? MLB unveiled a collaboration with Off-White in New Era featuring Off-White's Meteor Holes. Hats cost $260, t-shirts cost $355, hoodies cost $630, jerseys cost $1,000 for a bunch of junk with some holes in it.
Why $30 after that?
Hey, you want to look like a white trash asshole who just bought a jersey from Walmart? Go ahead, just pay $1,200 to do so.
Why is there a hole in the hat?
It's Meteor, dude. It's Meteor's hit it.
Man, have you got the hat yet?
No, and I have a couple pairs of Off-White shoes, and I really like them.
Is there
but
holes
this
in it?
Is, no. Yeah, there are some in these. Like in the ones I'm wearing right now, there's holes in like the tongue, but I mean,
show us. Hold it up to the camera.
Little, hold it up.
Show it.
Take your shoe off. Take your shoe off.
I just don't understand how this is like a.
Like, oh my god. Either. Like, this is like technically like the thing. Like, here, wait. I'm trying to get the fucking.
Yeah, just put your finger through
it.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, that's the tongue.
Whoa. You guys get it.
Okay.
But that's
those are hype tennis shoes.
That's on a shoe. Like, that's kind of fucking normal. And it's also not on like a place that. Like, this is just fucking dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, imagine having just a massive pimple on your back. Like, that's the only jersey I have. I guess I'll wear it.
Sweaty back hair sticking through.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is dumb shit.
The pricing behind all of this makes no fucking sense to me.
So fashion just sucks.
Yeah.
This isn't a thing.
Herbo's customizable. Gonna be pissed when he shows up with the hat tomorrow.
Yeah, true.
I don't think they're customizable, Bruce. I think it literally
says
it says
your
name
on every single jersey.
It's not
that can't be right.
Not customizable.
No. No, that can't be real.
Yeah, yeah, it's not customizable.
I don't hate the hat. I might snag it.
You're gonna get a hat with a hole in it.
Maybe.
Like, that doesn't surprise me that he wants to get that.
Just like collector's item, you know.
I feel like a bit of an asshole judging this. I am wearing jeans right now with holes in them.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
So wait, where? So the hat's in the brim.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrible.
No, the hole is in the brim.
Yeah, the hole is in the brim.
No, and it's on
the top. The top of it.
It's right next to the logo in bottom right corner.
But that's like that has like a. Oh.
No. Yeah. You see the MLB logo through the hat.
Yeah, no thanks.
Wow, so you just look like you got shot in the head.
My hair was just going fucking everywhere out of this thing.
Yeah, that's kind of hype, though.
Man,
yeah,
you should get one of these with just Mitt on the back, though. That would be awesome.
If it was customizable, it definitely and I could get a Southside jersey, I would fucking do that, but it does literally say your name, and then it just has a number.
Dude.
Man, can you pick a number?
Oh, my God.
It's customizable. It says
your name.
That's the point of putting your name on there, because you can put whatever you want. On the back. Yes. This isn't an actual jersey that says your name on the back.
It's not Eddie, your name. Like, you can put.
I thought your name was good for the Dodgers.
But you could put.
You guys, okay, we can disagree on this, but I know that I'm right. It does. It literally says your name on it.
Are you serious?
Yes. This is
it's not customizable.
Yes, I'm being serious. It is not customizable. Nothing in this is customizable.
So every one of these jerseys is going to say your name with the number 23?
23, yeah, probably. Like, you can look up, I would assume so.
Where can I get it at?
I think he's actually right.
I'm being 1,000% serious. From someone that buys, like, I buy Off-White stuff whenever they come out with Nike stuff. I'll buy this. There's no way they would let this be customized.
So no one is going to buy this, then?
If you're buying this, you're either wasting your fucking money, you think you can resell it, or Mark's you are a professional athlete, or like just have shit done. I have no idea.
Yeah, it says the gear in this collection follows on the back of each jersey is a text that reads your name, which is presumably a cheeky reference to the sample images of a customizable jersey on the MLB store. So it does seem like they are going to all
be
sick. Your name.
I do like it more now. Also, the resale is already $1,700. So $1,000, great investment.
What is wrong with this country?
Seriously.
That's hard. And fuck. So it's only the Dodgers, though?
No, it's all MLB teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you looked into getting a jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked into getting a shirt. I looked into getting a White Sox shirt, yeah. The $1,000 jersey I cannot stomach. I can stomach spending like $300 on a shirt, maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Get good the hat, you. Dude.
Yeah, what's hats next? Off to you.
That's off to
you. Unless they have holes in them.
Game of Thrones spinoff.
Here we go.
About Jon Snow is in development with Kit Harington signed on Skull to bring boys. The role back.
Okay.
I'm back in. I'm 100% back in.
What do you mean?
Especially because he had the most open end.
And I did read that it basically said, like, this will be, like, the authority on what, like, Sansa will probably be in this. Arya will probably be in this.
Okay.
Like, so they're going to basically move, like, hey, listen, George R.R., you fat sack of wine. We know you're never going to finish the book.
You're
so
out.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to make decisions on these characters.
That's awesome. Is Snow going to be in it?
Jon Snow?
Or, like, just Snow, like the weather.
Yes, this show is about Jon Snow.
What are you talking about?
Is the wolf going to be in it?
Ghost?
Ghost, is Ghost going to be in it?
Did he make it?
Ghost, yeah. Ghost
made it?
I think he did.
Yeah, you can't kill Ghost. So.
I know some of the wolves died.
Killed every other fucking wolf.
Is Hodor?
There's still Arya's bastards.
But if one wolf survives.
Yeah, they all survive.
Yeah.
Well, not... The lone wolves. I'm more interested in Arya, though. Because doesn't she just go, like, in a boat?
Yeah, she's just a top-tier assassin.
She's the
now.
Faceless, faceless woman.
She's going to be everywhere and nowhere.
She is the faceless woman. In any face, go with the faceless woman.
So this is going to be amazing. This is redemption off
what
this.
What do we say?
Well, she's the face.
It probably won't be released, what, for 2 years?
At least three, probably.
We have some time.
They're going to ride the house of the dragon.
But, yeah, and that I think that's going to be awesome.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Is it limited series?
House of Dragon?
Yeah, one season.
No,
only.
No, I think
they're gonna go at it.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like,
so House of Dragon, I read, is 200 years before the start of Game of Thrones, so they could literally run it up right until
yeah,
yeah,
the series.
You get the Battle of the Trident.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Rhaegar.
What happened?
That's where Rhaegar Targaryen is killed by Sir Robert Baratheon.
Eats a warhammer to his chest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And then Bob Baratheon gets gutted by a warthog.
Or does he?
Oh, he does.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
we saw
that
happen.
I thought he was set up by whatever her name is.
Poisoned.
So will the Mad King be like in power?
Aegon?
Not at the beginning,
if
right?
If they keep going, yeah.
Gotcha.
Not the beginning.
But they're like way before the Mad King.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I'm pumped. I'm in.
Oh, yeah. I'm all. Yeah.
What's this one going to be called? Do we know the name?
I think it might be called Roman Swipes. Ayo! Probably not, but it should be. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but sure thinking about Gronk's greatest plays of all time, or thinking about Jon Snow killing Danny Targaryen, doesn't always work. That's why the folks at Roman are changing the game with Roman Swipes. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but, and this is the most important part, doesn't require a prescription.
What?
They're super easy to use. Yeah, it doesn't. Just take the swipes out of the discreet packet, swipe it on.
My flaccid penis.
Let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Not sure if you should be flaccid or fully erect, but that's kind of up to you.
Whatever you want.
Go to GetRoman.com/thepod and get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free 2-day shipping. Make sure you click the link in the description to get $10 off of swipes so you can start having longer lasting sex. GetRoman.com/thepod.
Hell yeah.
What's next? COVID elevators were the goat. Says Mitt.
This tweet should have got a lot more love.
Oh.
If you guys,
I don't know if people knew what you were trying to say.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, what prompted the fuck this. Does this mean?
Can you read it?
Dude, every time you would open up an elevator during COVID, you would see somebody in there, you just let them go. It's like, all right, it's fine. I'll wait for the next open one.
Standing there for
15
minutes.
You see a bunch
minutes.
Of people in there, you're like, fuck, okay, I have to get in this elevator with all these people. I don't want to talk to any of these people. It's really awkward.
You don't have to talk to people in the elevator.
It's a niche market, I think you're tweeting.
I do talk to people in the elevators.
Well, you're a psychopath.
Proud to be one.
What do you mean? Like you ask how their day's going?
Honestly, hey, I tweet this in Chicago, and there are a shit ton of elevators in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, I get on an elevator at least twice a day every day, and I say, have a good one. Yeah. And how you doing? Every time.
Yep. Yeah,
and, that's all, and then that's nothing.
Respectful, nice guy.
Yeah. For breakfast, too. That's another good one.
No, I'm not doing that.
No,
I'll do good morning.
If there's a dog, I'm just like,
aw. Yeah.
Oh, he's so
great
cute.
Dog.
Oh,
cute pup.
What's up, puppy?
And don't worry about it.
Yeah. Hey, when was the last time you jerked off?
I'm with you. Oh,
hey, what'd you think about Morbius?
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Hey, you seen Spiderhead yet? What is Spiderhead?
COVID elevators.
I don't know, to be honest. Miles Teller and fucking Chris Hemsworth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And the guy who directed Top Gun Maverick.
We've talked about it on this show like three times.
Spiderhead? Yeah. It's out. Yeah.
What? It's on Netflix.
It's about like a futuristic prison.
I need to watch. Experiments I need to get them. Back on Netflix. I need to finish Peaky Blinders too. That's out. First episode was a banger.
Awful Shelby.
And how long are the episodes?
Oh, I did see the trailer for Spiderhead.
50.
Not good ratings.
No.
Mm-hmm. Really? Arthur's in a bit of a bad spot.
Well, some of us haven't even started the show yet, so please.
What are you doing?
Well, if you remember the end of season 5. Well,
it has nothing to do with Arthur being in a bad spot at the end of season 5.
Are you a
What the hell, bro?
What is it with the back room and spoilers?
Fucking
That's
a.
not a spoiler, all right?
What's next?
It is for me, because I don't... Whatever, you fuck.
Damn
it!
This shit scares the fuck.
Yeah,
fellas, things are not looking good in Lake
yeah,
Mead.
We're dead! Yeah, yeah. Lake Mead's draining!
Yeah, we're going extinct.
Where is this Lake Mead?
It's in Arizona.
Fetch me my weed, wench!
This is
oh,
like yeah. this is like Vegas's main water
yeah.
supply, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, dude.
I think weren't they saying they were starting to fucking find bodies from
yeah.
years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, they pulled out a couple
from
barrels,
the mob fucking dumping
with
yeah.
bodies inside them from the mob, and now we're finding whole boats.
I just don't like this.
Yeah, I mean, so how long? I mean, this is like that girl who was on the fucking French Open that's had 1,029 days till it's
she
too
did,
late
yeah.
or something like that.
At
that,
what point can you just take water from the ocean and just refill this bad boy up?
No, you can't do that with drinking supplies, but I do believe you can unsalt water now.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Again, but it's quite inexpensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess. Well,
and then we don't have water in the ocean.
That could be a solution, Z, because the water levels in the ocean are rising because of the ice melting. Yeah, so
let's relocate.
Relocate it.
Project so instead of having Miami underwater, just take it to Lake Mead.
That'd be cool.
Now we're talking.
Filter it.
Yeah.
Bill Gates also had the poop filter he was working on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest thing is, at least if this continues, we all die at the same time.
Yeah, that would be sweet. You know, go out with a bang. Have some JMO shots.
It definitely wouldn't be sweet, but it would just be like, I guess everybody.
Did it to ourselves.
Unfortunately, what will happen is places like this who run out of their water will eventually flock to places like middle America, which do have freshwater lakes.
I won't hold your breath.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not letting
them. Then it will be a battle.
Hey, you know what? They want to see the freshwater lakes? Fucking come and take it. Huh?
Yeah, Lake Geist
will try.
Lake Geist will be empty.
They will try.
How about that? Yeah, this is good news. Hey, stop drinking all the fucking water, all right?
Yeah, AC's to 82.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
What's next? Yes. Taylor Sheridan's new Yellowstone prequel starring Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford has been renamed from 1932 to 1923.
Wait, holy shit.
Whoa.
I mean, now they're just going from Great Depression to Roaring Twenties, it sounds like.
Yeah,
I believe it is. Was made to coincide with the end of World War One and Prohibition era.
Hate to say it, boys, but one of these series that this guy is doing about this is going to stink. And it's a ticking time bomb until we find out which one it is.
But it'll be like History Channel stink, at least. You know?
If Harrison Ford is fucking old James Dutton, old Tim McGraw.
Well, he has to be, right?
I would think so.
1880, this is... 40 years since the change. After.
It's a little too old.
How much? I mean, they're just ringing the same thing pretty dry, and I hope it doesn't get to the point where this ruins future seasons of Yellowstone.
Because
what's happening.
This is telling the story of the current.
How they got to the land that they are protecting.
Is this worth a shit? Should I watch this?
Which one? You should.
1883 was awesome.
1883 was amazing. Good.
Yellowstone's good too, and maybe this is because I've watched the first four seasons that are out, right?
Yeah.
Back to back to back to back. But it's tough when the only plot is
they're fucking trying to take our land.
Yeah. And that's all they really have.
You wait till Lake Mead dries up.
Yeah.
People come
he's
over
dying.
Here.
Yeah. He's
like, well, I understand.
I got to get back to work.
I want to live Yellowstone.
My land's be taken.
Yeah.
Land. I got to get back to the ranch. We got too much to do.
Boy, that's ranch life, Bruce. You wouldn't get it.
Hold on, Mr. Dutton.
Okay.
No one's eating food in that diner.
Okay, Tony.
What's next?
Yes.
We got orcs. First, look at the orcs in Amazon's Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Power series.
Power. Looks sick.
Those orcs look sick.
A very, very promising. Bottom left looks like a fucking rogue orc.
Yeah, that top
like a
left
stealth
one
assassin orc.
Looks like someone from the original Planet of the Apes movie with Mark Wahlberg.
No, it looks like the orc from the Twin Towers.
Does he?
Are the orcs the bad guys?
I'd say so.
I measure you ask.
Yeah, who are you cheering for? Are you cheering for Frodo?
The Eye.
Those are
good guys.
Pack of Voldemorts.
They're basically elves, right?
I think Voldemort's a different movie.
They're very brutal and very scary.
They are very brutal. Yeah. Is this a prequel? Is this before The Hobbit?
Land of the Orcs?
Or is this after Lord of the Rings? Do we know?
The Rings of Power.
Remember.
The Rings of Power. If it's the multiple rings, that means it's before The Hobbit then. Because The Hobbit was the one that had the last ring. So this must be with all the rings in the land of Middle-earth.
It's a prequel.
This is
going to
be awesome.
Thousands of years earlier.
Yeah, I'm
gonna be
pumped
awesome.
For this.
Yeah.
Especially because they spent...
$500 million.
Yeah, half a billion dollars.
Yeah.
Can't be bad.
It's been a long time since I've seen those movies.
Oh, dude, I love those movies.
Oh, you gotta just sit down and watch them all in one day.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Return of the King won Best Picture does not get enough love.
I've seen parts of them, but I've never really seen them.
I've seen them all one time, and I saw them in college because I had to do a book report on the books, and I just watched the movies instead of the books.
Reading the book.
It's very similar, except the ending is different.
Yeah, that's why.
You might have got dinged for that a little bit.
What's next? Melissa Barrera stars in Keep Breathing, a new limited series premiering July 28th. She plays the lone survivor of a plane crash who must battle an unforgiving wilderness and a look at personal traumas in order to stay alive.
This pisses me right the fuck off.
Can you zoom in on that lady?
Why?
Which one?
Maybe.
Okay. Gary Paulson dies and you immediately steal the fucking entire fucking plot line to Hatchet. And who make it into, I mean, listen, it's going to be fucking awesome because it feels like it is Hatchet. But Gary Paulson can't just die and you immediately steal his work. The man wrote countless numbers of books that I loved, not to mention Hatchet, Brian's Winter, and others.
So, two, is this actually Gary Paulson's, like,
story?
They took Hatchet and made it into a movie.
It seems like
I remember a plane crash and Hatchet.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Does it?
Yeah, that's how he gets it.
So you're telling me Gary Paulson has a monopoly on the plane crashes and survival story motif?
If she pops out with a hatchet, yes.
Is that the girl from Modern Family?
No.
That's what I was trying to figure out who the hell that was.
I'm not sure.
I don't know who that is.
I'll get you previous.
Yeah, Brian Robeson's survival following a plane crash.
God damn.
Oh, so this is just Hatchet.
This is Hatchet,
which is...
Oh, now, you might know her from In the Heights.
Now that I'm thinking about it, why was Hatchet never made into a show or a movie with Brian's Winter?
That's what you should be
Gary
asking.
Gary Paulson was very, very stern about, hey, listen, I will write the treatment if this is going to... And they didn't want to.
Like, all right, Gary, we'll just wait.
Yeah.
And then he died.
All right, Gary, we'll
release
just rip it off. We'll rip it off when you die.
Don't worry.
Like, he just died, too.
Oh, yeah, very recently. Didn't we do a moment of silence?
We did.
Okay.
As we should.
For
Gare?
I mean, as long as Netflix keeps putting stuff out, they're going to hit.
Okay,
this is right around the gray man, so I don't know how much.
True. And also, Netflix, Stranger Things is, like, their play for, like, the entire...
Summer.
Yeah.
It comes out soon.
It does.
Ten days.
I thought this was the last season.
It's not.
For what?
Season 5 is the last season.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I thought this was the last season, but I'm glad it's not.
It was marketed as last season, by the way. And then all of them started talking and said, I can't wait for season 5. And
they fucking spoiler alert.
Well, the story was the cast wanted to see season 5, but the writers weren't sure.
Really?
Yeah. And so then I think because of how successful, obviously, it's doing, they're
going to
finish the story.
I feel like it's usually the other way around.
Yes, it is. Exactly. And now that they're doing this, it makes me think, okay, nice. Vecna is not the final boss.
I can appreciate. It's probably a little bit easier too when you're dealing with a bunch of kids and not like something on Game of Thrones where it's like, oh shit, now we have to pay. This is a massive hit and we have to pay all these people a shitload of money. Like,
I do wonder how much
all these kids going to get paid.
Oh, for sure.
They're going to get paid.
For sure, but it's not the same as, you know, I mean, when they first started, these kids were fucking, 12 years old, like 13 years old.
Well,
so.
And now the only ones that have been there the whole time are like Steve, Will,
Dustin,
the photograph kid, Dustin.
Dustin, Gaten Matarazzo,
the baller. And then what's her name?
Nancy
and that kid.
Oh, Nance.
Yeah, those are the only ones that will probably have. Yeah, Will. Those are the only ones that probably are warranting
Joyce?
Like $1 million an episode.
Joyce was making $350,000 per episode.
Joyce and DK, true.
DK is probably making $15 an episode.
I'll tell you who I've become a massive fan of is Murray.
Murray's awesome.
Brett Gelman, though. Yeah, that's
me too.
I mean. That's Arnie Palmy alert. Arnie Palmy alert. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Honey, this one's got the vodka.
It's Christina.
Jesus,
we're
probably
like
1 mile away.
All the child actors last season made $250,000.
Yeah, see, so
that's not that much.
No,
that's
right. way more. Right. Well, and that's what they said. It has taken so long with this new season was like the special effect. Like, you know, I mean, they spent a shitload of money on making fucking, you know, stay away, back down in the underground.
That's right.
And then all the older kids. Older than the original, like kids, were made 150.
I mean, like, still a shit ton of money. Yeah. It's still
for sure,
you know, like two
per
three
episode.
Million.
That's nothing.
No,
yeah, 225.
What's next?
Absolutely nothing, in my opinion.
Okay. Hundreds of British paratroopers were banned from NATO deployment after videos surfaced of an orgy with a civilian woman in the barracks that had some soldiers watching on, according to reports. 8 paratroopers serving in the UK's 16 Air Assault Brigade were under police investigation over a video of them having sex with a civilian woman who had been snuck into the barracks. The woman had snuck into the barracks as many as 31 times over the past 5 months. Jesus
Has the Christ. Name of the civilian woman been released?
Trying to look up her OnlyFans.
What?
I think the commanding officer, oh, the boys are just trying to have a wank. What do you want? I mean, what do you want from them? Hey, doggy in the face. Hey, she's sucking here. She's sucking there.
They've been brushing their teeth with rocks for weeks. At least let them get their knobs polished.
I assume they won't have a tit wank every once in a while.
So they're not allowed to do this?
They're just not allowed in the NATO deployment. I'm sure they'll get
I think if they were off base, I think any flies, but I think it was
being in the barracks.
In the barracks, yeah.
The barracks were compromised.
Company property.
Yeah, one of those things.
31 times over 5 months.
It's actually not that much.
I mean, 20 weeks. More than once a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little
good bit. Little
is
bit.
She coming once or twice this week?
Jeez. Clear my schedule.
Oh, man. That's impressive numbers right there.
Perfect night for a tit wank. Call.
God damn.
Call Susie.
What's this?
Oh, Vecna!
Speaking of Vecna.
Oh, this asshole, is he drinking a fucking Frappuccino?
Yeah, the video of him getting this makeup done, it had to take 8 hours at least.
7 hours is what they said. Yeah.
Okay.
And then like another 3 hours to take it off.
It looks like Swamp Thing.
It does.
It's an unbelievable costume, though.
It is.
Terrifying.
You should do it for Halloween.
Maybe. Maybe I will. It'd take me forever.
I didn't watch the video. So what exactly is done after the mask puts on?
Everything. Mask is last, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a full body
prosthetic.
Makeup
on the eyes?
Oh, yeah. On
there's
the body.
Make you look like a giant, veiny penis.
Yeah. It's everything.
And none of it's really makeup. It's all like rubber.
It's like a prosthetic. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's unbelievable, the video of it.
It's wild.
Thank you, Vecna.
That's Vecna.
How many days do you think he had to shoot? Like,
hopefully only one or two, because that feels like a nightmare.
Yeah, first two episodes, he probably could have done it in, what, like an hour or two? And then, I feel like these last two episodes, the trailer is probably in here. We won't obviously watch it, but the last two episodes seems to be a lot of Vecna.
Okay. Dave Dom used to do like 5 hours every day he shot, right, for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Dave who?
Yeah, it took Dave him Dom. Forever. Dom Batista.
Oh, Dave Dom.
It took him a long time.
Of course, Dave Dom.
I am bumped about
that.
That's
an all-time nickname. Dave Dom. I think that is what he is referred to as going forward.
What's that?
Dave Dom. Fucking Dave Dom.
Speaking of 2049, I mean, just a great actor.
Yeah, he's unbelievable in that, too. I just rewatched Blade Runner. It was so goddamn good.
I never got to see fucking Dave Dom live in person at, you know, a WWE event.
Well, I don't know if
and
I have
that,
either.
You know, it fucking...
I thought you guys were at the one
in Pittsburgh.
Give me what I want.
Give me what I want.
Was that one?
Yeah, that was in Pittsburgh, I think.
I can't remember.
The clip with Triple H comes out when he's on
fucking SeatGeek.
Oh, hell yeah.
I fucking walked you right into it.
Hell yeah.
Today's show is sponsored by the best ticket app on Earth and the moon. That's SeatGeek.
Oh, yeah, that's space.
That's space, baby. Space. This is your weekly reminder that listeners of this show get 10% off at the link in our description. Stanley Cup Finals are still going on. Thanks to the boats.
Yeah.
Go boats. Baseball is doing what baseball does. Sure. Yankees are the best team in baseball by a wide margin. Plus, there are a lot of concerts happening all summer long. And you can get tickets to it all at SeatGeek.
What?
That's right. Their seating chart will make sure you're getting the best tickets all summer long.
We were buying on SeatGeek.
Just remember to hit the link in the description next time you buy some tickets for 10% off.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we've got some news here that we already knew if you're a fan of Benjamin Gates.
Yes.
A cave called the Hall of Records sits behind Mount Rushmore and contains a vault of 16 porcelain enamel panels with a text of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, biographies of the four presidents, and its sculptor John Gutzon Borglum and the history of the U.S.,
Is that guy just sitting there, or is he in, like, a vase?
First off, it's Benjamin William Gates.
He's sitting in a glass box inside there.
Okay. And then when you walk in, is there, like, a automated, like...
he's been dead for fucking 30
years. But
the ghost,
his ghost does do that.
Okay, sometimes. I figured there might be, like, a motion sensor.
So he's buried in there. That's pretty...
It's a catacomb. It's a catacomb.
Yeah, well, it's tough for his family to see him, but he just figured, hey, this is my fucking mountain.
Yeah, who's allowed to go in there?
Well, I think he got up there after he was done sculpting. Was like, I have no fucking way to get down. He just fucking crawled.
Oh man!
Just sat down.
Is
in
it
that
like
box.
museum style?
I don't.
I'm a little confused by these images too. I thought it Well, like, I thought it was going to be museum stuff.
Part of
stuff,
that is that Matt Damon movie, Hall of Records. That's what we're seeing the other images.
What did you Google?
The fucking Hall of Records. Something
you,
men.
How about you Google him Hall and Clooney? Of Records?
The Monument Men?
Monument yeah. Men, yeah.
John
yeah.
Goodman.
Yeah.
That was a great movie, actually.
There are a lot of Hall of Records.
Yeah. Hall of Records, Mount okay. Rushmore.
So is it literally just inscribed on the walls?
No. I don't know. No so one's ever been inside.
Is the only way to get up there to fucking free climb this thing?
Yeah.
Fucking.
So TC is like the only living guy alive.
Alex Honnold.
TC and Honnold and
are the only two guys who can actually get up there and do this.
Because the one guy died.
These two.
Yeah, these two are up there.
Yeah, but those are probably family members.
Those are Honnold's parents.
Yeah, they fly them up.
Yeah. That's Honnold's parents.
Just to see their son. That's pretty cool, though.
That is pretty sweet. All right.
There's definitely other shit in there.
Yep. I tell you what, it's not really a desirable thing, but going to the Mount Rushmore is worth it at least once in your
Dakota,
life for
right?
sure. Yeah,
pretty far out there, huh?
Oh yeah,
I would like to see it, but I just don't know.
Gonna have to see it.
Stuff like this is just like if I were to spend as much time as it would take to get to the Dakotas, and I looked up there, and it wasn't like mind blowing. And
it
I
is,
just,
it is though.
What's it right beyond Lincoln's head there?
It's just like a photo though.
Yeah,
right behind
it.
Like when you
yeah,
see
but
the
when
photo,
you when you're there,
it is different in person.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's much different.
I agree.
But granted, I was fucking maybe like 7 when I went, so I could be misremembering big time. And it might stick when you get there, so don't fucking
hot
plan a vacation here. If you, you know.
Can you crush ice cold beers and look up at our founding fathers?
Why not?
Yeah,
in awe and glory?
I believe you can.
Well, then, I mean, what are we even talking about?
Fucking hoorah.
Do they do like a big 4th of July there or something?
Oh, yeah. Actually, on the 4th of July, all the mouths fucking move and they talk to everybody down there.
They go, doot, 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 doot.
That'd be awesome. They should do that. Spit out fireworks.
Yeah, and usually fucking kid flies over top in an F-17. Yeah. And yeah. You know,
oh.
Yeah.
We the people.
And he reads the declaration.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, it's like according to science, Robert Pattinson is the most attractive man in the world.
Yeah.
What
has science ever seen Brad Pitt?
Yeah. What science?
The title comes after an algorithm that ranks different facial features has analyzed the men of Hollywood, including Ryan Gosling, okay. Idris Elba, Brad Pitt.
That's a lie!
And Henry Cavill.
Well, where's Hasbulla?
Yet none of them could match Pattinson's perfect visage. Visage? Visage.
Witcher? The Witcher?
Visage. All right, Witcher.
Pattinson's score was the highest.
Oh, so these are in the...
Cavill, and then... Bradley Cooper and then Brad Pitt.
So they put them all into the hot or not machine.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
just voted on.
I mean, those are pretty high scores.
Is, like everyone else. Is it from those movies, though? Because are they just saying they were in those movies?
I think they're just saying
okay, this is just strictly their face, right?
Yeah, this is like the most symmetrical face award.
Because, like, Henry Cavill is jacked to high heavens.
I mean, Bob Pattinson after Batman, though. He's yoked.
Yeah, but dude, I watched fucking not Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, yeah, he was huge in that.
Cavill, his mustache, his hair in that, and then when he fucking cocks his arms in that bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, holy shit, this guy is
a great movie.
Yeah.
How long until part one?
What if Pattinson got a tan?
What'd you say?
What if he, like, got a tan?
I think it can only boost the score.
That's what I mean.
Into unreachable categories, I would imagine.
Does he feed?
Was TC's not face put into this thing?
Yeah, well, they must know. Like, hey, if it is electricity factor, TC will fucking, the thing will go haywire.
6 feet and higher.
Didn't want to break the machine.
Bruce. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Look,
Bruce?
You don't have to comment on it being 5'5".
6 feet or higher. Yeah. Not in a cult.
Fucking asshole.
You think fucking Jesus. Bob Pattinson's 6 feet tall?
He is. He's shorter than 6 feet?
I would imagine so. I bet Henry Cavill is only like 6 feet on the nose. Maybe 6'1".
I thought
all these fucking they're saying Bob Pattinson's 6'1".
No! I thought he was.
Maybe he is.
I thought he was a big boy.
Brad Pitt, though, is probably like 5'8".
They're
saying
Cavill's 6'1".
Yeah.
How tall is Idris Elba? Like 6'5"?
Is he tall?
I thought he's 6'2".
See, I could see him being 5'11", 5'10".
5'11" for Pitt.
Oh, Pitt's 5'11"? Good for fucking William Pitt.
That's a big body.
Yeah.
For Idris.
6'2" for Idris.
Oh, okay.
Fucking 6'2", 225.
All right.
Big body.
Cruz acts like he's 6'5", 225.
Exactly.
Which is really all that matters.
That's always the little stunt, man.
Are you...
Hey, we're not going to start this little back, okay?
Did they announce the next James Bond?
No, they fucking saw the Mission Impossible trailer and they're like, oh, we can't compete with TC.
So they're calling it?
Probably.
I don't know.
All right.
They should give it to TC.
They should.
Could you imagine how mad fucking Brits would be?
They'd be
See, that's
livid.
What people don't realize is TC will skydive off a moving train. He will base jump off a moving train for the next bomb.
He will.
And no one else will do that.
Brush his teeth with rocks.
Hold it.
He has to.
He will.
From this morning, next James Bond, it all says is big Marvel star.
So it's fucking
They
Loki.
Want Tom Holland.
Yeah. Oh. Tom Holland?
That's who they want.
I thought it was fucking Hiddleston.
I did
whatever.
Too.
I'm trying to read it, but
you can consider him.
I want Elba.
You
I'm
need
on
someone
the
who's suave like that.
I want Hardy.
I like Elba.
I thought Hardy was it. I
wouldn't mind
Hardy
Cavill.
The villain would be sick.
No, yeah, I want Hardy as the guy.
You need
what
someone
you
who's
going like to Bane.
Who crushes Poon, though.
Like yeah. Tom Hardy.
He does, but that's, you know, like he needs to be able to believably be just like, oh, this guy's wheeling Poon.
Yeah, I don't think Holland, while he does
so.
Crush Poon.
He's too young.
He's too short.
He's a kid.
I'm team Idris as well, Nick.
Yeah.
I think Idris would be
Give
great.
Give me Elba.
Him or sick. Loki or Hardy. Just one of the three.
Loki.
Article,
I love Loki.
They were saying it's
he's got to bulk up.
Shy Weddle, yeah. EO4.
What? He's yeah.
Chiwetel.
He's a Baron Samedi or what whatever. And fucking Doctor Strange.
Baron Mordo.
Yeah.
One more time.
Chiwetel. EO4.
Yep.
Oh,
Chiwetel EO4.
He'd be good.
Oh, you said it, Jay.
I could see it.
I could see that. Yeah. He's good. What about Bernard from Westworld?
That'd be good.
See, every time I think of Chiwetel EO4,
he was in the previous ones.
I can only see him from as the bad guy
in Four Brothers.
Four Brothers.
Yeah, classic.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
Makes a guy eat off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fucking ends up in the ice.
He's also an American gangster.
Yes.
As
Frank's brother.
Frank's brother, who you know, likes he's a little too flashy.
That's right.
What's next?
You want to be like?
Ah,
this is wrong.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
My
I
whole
know
life
this
was
bullshit.
A lie. Says this meme.
Yeah.
Which apparently has the bendy straw juice package.
No, this is just
this is not right.
This is super dumb.
I read
this
the comments.
Strictly to go viral.
I don't know if you guys read the comments.
What'd they say?
Why would you put the fucking pointy part?
Turn your mic on.
Why would you put the pointy part touching your mouth? You're going to cut your tongue.
Boom.
Very true.
Well, we do know in real life that end is pointed. It does not appear so in this image, though.
Yeah, that's what
it's been doctored. This propaganda.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shit. You ever doctored. Do a Capri Sun like this? It's the worst thing ever.
No.
You ever slide the Capri Sun straw not in the Capri Sun?
Oh, that's the worst.
You got you from the back like a caveman.
Nightmare fuel.
And then you have to fucking eventually try to like cut a little hole and squeeze it into a regular glass, and you realize like, oh, this is like 6 ounces of liquid. This is bullshit.
Well, they made the jumbo Capri Suns later on.
They did.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I do remember big patches.
They're like, yeah, they're like this. Mm-hmm.
Would you buy a Capri Sun that has like the Gatorade snap top, like the nipple?
Oh
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was gonna be honest. I love Capri Sun, but I was more of a Hawaiian Punch guy. Like if I get my hands on some Hawaiian Punch, I'd go for that.
I don't think I would drink Capri Sun if I could see the color of it. I don't want to know the color of it.
Yeah, kind of just clear.
It's
like,
yeah,
almost like an apple juice tin.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like piss.
It does kind of look like piss.
But we've also talked about the barrels were the way to go.
Huggies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Huggies.
Little hugs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those are straight.
And Kool-Aid.
Nothing like fucking hard day of skipping class in college and popping open your mini fridge and just chugging little hugs.
High C Ecto Coolers.
But the only perks of the I'm against this, by the way.
Okay.
But the only perk was you could just tilt it a little bit, and it'll get everything out of it. Like the when you have the pointy side in,
correct,
the wrong, you have to spin your straw.
Yeah, you gotta spin a little bit. I feel like you're
stuck.
That was the only thing.
I hate it.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay,
that's fair.
That was the only thing I read in the comments.
Okay.
See, that also doesn't fucking make sense because you can't turn that all the way
around. I'm with you. I hate it.
You can't turn that thing all the way around, so it's not getting, like, on this image, it's not getting the shit to the left.
You just got to tilt to the back, right?
Tilt the box, dude.
But, trust me, I hate it.
That's fucking
I'm against it.
That's dumb.
What's the difference between just tilting it on the other fucking side, then?
Well, you can't spin the straw
there.
Obviously, you are not an engineer. What's next?
Oh, shit.
This is the workers of Chick-fil-A. They go hard.
What is this?
Chick-fil-A workers are always out there, dude.
They're working the line.
Fucking 97
their...
degrees. They're out there. Jesus. In fucking...
Are those air-conditioned, too?
I don't. Wouldn't surprise me.
Probably have
they have
fans.
A little fan on the back of the neck.
I think they actually do have
fans. They're literally wearing the fucking Call of Duty fucking suits.
Good, I mean, for them.
This place just...
Weapons Heart Ghost. Six-piece nuggets. Spicy chicken sandwich with waffle fries.
I will tell you, though, Chick-fil-A drive-thru, if it isn't Portillo's drive-thru, fastest drive-thru of all time, Chick-fil-A is next.
Portillo's is fastest drive-thru.
Oh, dude, it's organized. They come out and get you, and they say your name right every time you walk up there.
Portillo's does have a great system inside the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Outside, too. Trust me.
Chick-fil-A outside is undefeated. The amount of people who are always there, and they can just move them
Three
along.
Three lanes? Insane.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how
they never
it.
Fuck up. Unless they do, it's really
being really able to completely eliminate, like, having to use the microphone and, like, the screen where, you know, most of the times you go to, I mean, I went to Wendy's on Sunday, and hey, just be a second, and then I waited there for 15 minutes and said, fuck it.
I went to a Wendy's a couple weeks ago, and I pulled around. I was the only car in the drive-thru. I was like, score, here we go, gonna be nice and quick. I pulled up the window, and they said, be about an hour, shift break. I said, what?
I said,
it'd be about an hour. We got a shift change break. I was stunned.
Oh, no one's working anymore.
I looked. Yeah, I was in the car by myself. I looked around. There were two people in the restaurant.
That happened to me yesterday at Arby's.
Really? You work in a fast food restaurant. This isn't a goddamn... You're not a rodeo clown. What are you, shift break? Are you kidding me?
I said, like, break from what? There's nobody in the restaurant. Yeah. Oh, shift chain break. Policy.
Dude, that happened at Taco Bell next to our house, dude. They just put a fucking...
No, he's working.
The cantina?
What time was this? Because this was like 7 p.m. Arby's was just like, yeah, we're closed, dude. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no joke. This was... This workforce. This is about 5:30 on a weekday.
What the...
Supply chain.
I mean... What the fuck is going on with our fast food here in America?
People
this
don't
want to
work.
It's
a problem. Mad Dog talked about fast flights.
Yeah,
he did. Remember? Colin Russo wasn't able to come home on Father's Day.
Yeah, 22% of flights on Friday.
Can't have it.
Nope.
Can't have it.
What's next? Okay, we got an Australian man.
This is awesome.
Who teaches this gator a fucking lesson with this frying pan.
Look at that.
Just a couple of bonks on the head and on the nose, and that gator's gone. Just he wants no more.
Fucking gators, bitch-made cats.
I don't know. That's a small one. Mean, hissing. Oh, okay, and actually, we do have more. I did see more on this story. So apparently, I sent a picture of this guy in right after this. He has the biggest gap in his teeth, and it looks like someone's been pissing on him for the last 30 years. They are so yellow.
Yeah, he's not scared of anything.
Not at all. Allegedly, this gator ate this guy's small puppy.
Oh, come
who,
on.
It said in the article, for 10 years, the puppy had been taunting the gator.
No way.
Yeah, and the gator apparently finally got his due.
Well, do you think the gator was going for the old man next, got a little too close, saw the old man's teeth, and then said, oh, fuck this.
Come here. You fuck, I'm gonna bunker you right on the nose.
Letting this guy live is more vicious than me tearing him apart.
Yeah.
I mean, good for this guy, though. Stands his ground, really doesn't back up.
He doesn't.
Had no regard for his own leg that was about to get chomped off right there.
I mean, he
left it there as bait.
That's a great bonk. Great bonk.
Is he wearing Crocs?
They don't have Crocs.
Crikey, damn gator almost got me Crocs.
I kind of...
This is your brother, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, right.
You're
there,
right. That might be a croc instead of a gator.
Wow.
So he's I'm wearing your fucking brother's skin on my feet, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just bonks him.
I tell you what, good for this guy.
Yeah, good
job. If he doesn't send a clear enough message on that first bonk, he's dead. He's getting dragged into that swamp and he's dead.
Yeah, you never see him again.
No.
Hats off to him.
Either
defending
that or
the honor.
This gator saw this guy's fucking teeth and was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Turned around and scrambled back into the swamp.
Yeah.
This guy's a maniac.
His teeth can pierce my hide.
If I eat this guy, I will die.
At first, before I watched it, I thought he was going to shove the frying pan into the gator's mouth like a cartoon and have it wedged open.
Mm-hmm. Bust a couple of its teeth.
Yeah, kick him.
You could curb stop him there if you put it between his teeth like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you guys made the argument of a gator outside of the water to fight, I think I could get on it before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out.
No way.
After seeing this, I think it's way more
possible.
What
are you saying? Outside of the water?
Yeah, I think it's way more possible.
If you get the back,
outside the water.
That's what I mean. Like, with how low it is, if you give it one of those bonks and then it starts to run away, and you just fucking jump on its back and wrestle it.
And plus, if you keep the mouth shut, they have no power to open.
These things, like one swing from their head or their tail, will knock you out.
Don't worry me at all.
I would much rather fight a gator than a fucking orangutan.
Yeah. 100%. 1,000 times out of 1,000.
A 40-pound orangutan?
We already saw that orangutan that almost ripped that guy's leg off.
So you guys would rather fight a gator than a roo?
It's tough because both of those videos made me think it's way more possible.
What's the defined fight? How do I win?
The other one taps. I guess. I don't know. Escape with your life.
Yeah. You just got to get out.
Am I in an enclosed area? Or?
You know, you're just out here in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather face the gator.
I mean, it's not that fast when it's running away either.
I mean,
I believe they run 35 miles per hour.
I don't know if it's that fast, but I know they got a 35? Quick top speed.
I think the potential.
I think they get at least. I thought they got at least 20.
Running?
That's probably crossing. Yeah, swimming.
20, yeah, 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, but if you zigzag.
Yeah.
True.
But they could reach up to 35 miles per hour here. It says
Running? Am I wearing metal baseball spikes?
In the water. See, this says 20 miles in the water.
Yeah. So what is it?
The others could reach speed of up to 35 miles per hour on land. Though they are known to tire quickly.
Oh, they are slower in the water than they are on land.
Okay, so you got
to
get
out. They are known to tire quickly.
And in the sun, they start going slow-mo.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just run.
I'd much rather fuck.
How fast do you guys think you can run?
No, definitely not that fast, but I'm more surprised on how fast it can run.
Oh, yeah.
A hippo could run 30 miles per hour.
Hippo's the deadliest animal.
For a while.
Hippo is the deadliest animal on the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hippo kills more people than anything.
Yep.
But I guess the gator, you could
escape,
up a tree.
Okay, so crocodiles are 15 to 18 miles per hour. Alligators are 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
That's
so that's Croc then.
Wow.
Yeah, he was moving slow.
All right. That's off to this guy.
All right. What's next?
Is there audio?
No. Kangaroo, by the way, is fucking 43 miles an hour. You ain't outrunning.
Oh, this is the carnival?
Yeah, you're
I saw this. This is unbelievable.
A cruise ship, and it's a self-leveling fucking
pool table.
The ship I was on did not have a pool table. This is fucking sick.
That is...
I don't understand it, though. How are those balls not moving?
It's the... I guess the bottom of it keeps it... straight.
It's just always level.
And it's a gyroscope?
It's staying level, but the boat is moving.
Like the gyroscope in Jurassic World?
So it moves with the wave.
So I understand that, but still, the balls, if you bump it, the table, right? A ball would move on a normal
table. See, I don't know if it moves
normal
that
pool
way.
Tables are too heavy. You can't bump it and make balls move.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. Because I love playing pool. Sure. If you're playing pool on a cruise, you're
nuts. Yeah. You're seasick just looking at it.
We did see one of these on a yacht.
Paying $8,000 to go to a fucking dive bar.
Did you put the movie up there, the video up there, Mitt?
Go lay by the pool, dude.
Yeah.
Go for a swim.
Or the fucking rock wall or whatever.
And it's not pouring rain because the sun is beaming in on this guy in the white shirt.
It's a beautiful day. You want to go fucking play some pool? And,
I will tell you, though, you get bored of being on the deck after a while.
Sure.
Not me.
Pass you got the unlimited the drunk package.
You get bored in your floating prison after a week.
That's because you work there, fucking. I love the deck.
I did, too.
No, I'm just saying, people, they'll hang out more inside after a while. They just... And it's always I didn't get my spot on the deck, so.
So I'm going to go fucking play pool for the next 6 hours.
Yeah.
Great fucking call, Janice. Play a little nine ball. Be on this vacation.
Great fucking vacation. Okay.
Thanks a lot, sweetheart. You fuck.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go on that excursion. I'm playing pool.
Yeah. Hold on. Where's the cruise going? Is there a fucking pool table on it or not? All right, I'll go.
If I can't play cutthroat, I ain't fucking going on the goddamn cruise.
If we ain't playing eight ball, I'm done.
What's next?
That is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Oh, all-timer.
This poor son of a bitch.
Movie ticket.
My reward that my job got me for 27 years. Never missed a day of work. He's got a bag of Reese's.
Two movie tickets.
Two movie tickets. A free drink at Starbucks with a cup.
Thank you, guys.
The lanyard.
The lanyard.
Two pens. A couple of keys.
Some keys. Keychains.
And two lightsabers.
Two packs of lightsabers.
All right. So it's good to show what their appreciation for loyalty and for all you've done for the company. This is my reward for work for 27 years. Thank you, guys.
Are you serious?
Is that sarcasm?
No. 27 years, well, never miss a day.
They're planning something big for the 30th.
Is this Burger King? Is that where this was?
I think it's Burger King.
He has Burger King on his hat.
I mean, look, we were just talking about how the fast food industry is dying and no one wants to work for him. I don't think they have pennies to pinch.
27 years.
Not missing one day.
How's he not franchise owner by
Give this man a store.
Well, he just loves what he did, so, you know.
Didn't even give the guy a fucking coupon for, like, a free triple stacker or anything.
Yeah, free Whoppers every day.
Croissantwich for breakfast every
for
morning.
For life. Yeah. Give this man free food for life.
That's tough. Oh, but also, this guy, like, they got me a lanyard, which is pretty cool. It's
two
pens. Hey, asshole, you shouldn't be happy about this.
One free drink at Starbucks.
The plastic bag.
I know this went viral, had a lot of numbers and stuff. I hope something happened afterwards.
Me too.
I hope they took care of him to a certain extent.
I assume they have.
Burger King should give him a crown. Yeah. Gold crown.
They should.
And the store, obviously.
Dave Wendy would have.
And they should should let him fucking take that store manager's head and put it on the flame broiled grill for fucking doing him dirty like this.
10 seconds.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Or do you think put cheese on that fucking afterwards. Owner literally forgot and there was like job fair like a day before.
Oh, shit, go get him fucking two lifesavers. Reese's had a fucking lanyard from the gas station.
Fucking, he drinks Starbucks, right? He likes coffee. Free drink at Starbucks.
The coolest thing he got was that big, sweet, clear plastic bag, that sealable bag it all came in.
Yeah.
Also, I hate to say it too. Oh, he's working for 21 or 27?
27.
Okay, never mind.
It's almost 30 years.
So maybe, I think it's only like the 25th anniversary should get something, the 30th anniversary.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're
so
probably right.
So this is a filler. This is a, like 25th, he probably got something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, or did they forget?
Got him,
that's
they got
so
him like
grateful?
$10 off fucking a meal. Parking for
But you had to spend
yeah,
20.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
had to spend 20
equal or less
to
value.
Get the 10 off.
Yep. You got a golden Whopper.
How is this man like the vice president of Burger King?
Ridiculous. He knows the ins and outs.
Because he's been working the same job for 27 years. He's been a factory or a floor guy at Burger King, dude.
I would have been.
The fuck are you trying to say?
All right.
That guy knows.
I would have been manager at Home Depot right now.
Did you guys ever get something like that at an old job? I did 8 years at my old job, and after five, they gave me a sweet ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
With a stylus on the other side.
That is nice.
No. The Ivan Shofsky.
He's got something nice.
What did Gumpy said that.
What,
for
you get
his
a belt buckle?
Yeah, his 15th year at the ship, you already got a fucking pin and a $100 Visa gift card.
Which.
Not bad.
Blows this out of the
water.
Yeah,
I was going to say shits on this fucking thing. What'd you get, Tony?
I can't remember. It was like we got a choice of like a bunch of stuff off a website.
Nice blanket.
They're all pretty nice, yeah.
That's awesome.
Tony also got, like, if you sold enough, you got to go on, like, this sweet, week-long vacation in the Bahamas.
Closers only.
Four straight presidents. Closers.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
They were sweet, too.
Yeah.
No, send this guy to Morocco.
That's a big deal. Were you ever cramming at the end of Q4 trying to make it?
One of them, yes. The very last one, yeah.
How sweet was that Bahamas sand?
Yeah, they spare no expense for that type of thing.
Yeah, closers only.
No,
vacay.
They do not.
That shit's
awesome.
It
is a real treat.
Give this man a car.
Everyone just gets blacked out.
Yeah, it's all inclusive.
I'm really jealous of that experience.
Nick, I'm shocked that you actually think that this is real. I don't think this is real by this guy. I think this is all an acting job. I think
big work.
This guy's birthday or something.
27 years. Schmidt.
Never missed
tears
a day.
In the kitchen.
If he was pissed, he would have destroyed this place. We would have heard about it.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
Burned it down. Turned Getting on fucking... all the ovens. Yeah, I'll close today.
Yeah.
Turn on all the ovens, light a match. See you tomorrow.
27 years of fucking getting ingrates like you, Cinny Minis every morning and make sure that they're piping hot.
I mean, how old is this guy? This guy's what, 35 years old? There's
not a chance.
No fucking
50
way.
50 something, probably.
Look at this. There's no fucking way.
You
say
he's 30 years old. He's been
waiting 27 years, dude.
35 years old, dude.
Man, are you high?
Yes, I'm high, but still, dude.
I was high when I told you that
story. What's next?
I think that was the last one.
That bummed me out.
Yeah, I know.
T's and P's this guy.
Say, take care of that guy.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah,
of
seriously.
You know this guy.
Do the right thing.
30th better be lit.
Reach out to him.
Do what's right.
Everybody love everybody.
That's right.
Come on.
Everybody love everybody. And hit that like button on this.
Hell yeah.
This
oh yeah, we're still getting close to 100,000 subscribers.
Oh yeah, we got a big giveaway coming
up. On our way. Yeah. It's coming.
Massive giveaway for 100,000.
Stop spreading the news. 100K's a couple days away.
gonna give away some shit.
Swing to the pod. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.